here on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim, and we're delighted to have in the studios this morning a very, very close friend of mine and a great contributor to Western Sydney, in particular the Hills, and it's none other than my very good friend Richard Grimmo. Good morning, Richard.
G'day, Jim. Great to be here, mate.
Your family has a name that has so much currency in what they do. You employ many people in and around Sydney. They get up today, you help them fulfill their dreams. And in the midst of all of that, in the business of work, you find plenty of time, each of your brothers in particular, to do philanthropic work. You do it as an organisation and you do it individually. And the interesting thing that I know, Darren, about the Grimmos is you wouldn't know what they did. If I wasn't involved with them, you would not know how selfless they are in giving to so many communities. And I want people to understand that they are like a silent river, like a silent stream. They just give and you wouldn't know that they've done that. And it impresses me very much. We have so many things to talk about, Richard. One thing that I want to talk about is looking at what we call Jersey Day, a concept that you gave birth to because of an event that happened in the family. Do you want to walk us through how Jersey Day came about and what it tries to do? Because it's probably one of the most calendar events now in Australia.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I lost my nephew in an accident in May 2015. He became an organ donor as a result of that accident. And it's a little bit, I guess, like many people, I knew about organ and tissue donation, and it was something that you'd say, yeah, well, I'd be involved in that for sure, but didn't understand some of the intricacies of it. So once we was, I guess, thrust into that world and understood more about organ and tissue donation, and there's a few challenges in that space with how it works. And certainly the biggest challenge there is that when decisions are made about organ and tissue donation, it's usually in the worst of circumstances where there's immense pressure on families. And so once we understood a little more about that, we thought we would do something to help promote organ and tissue donation awareness and let people know that it's not as simple as many people in the past said, oh, well, it's on my driver's license, which that was, you know, that was out many, many years ago as far as your organ and tissue donation, which has been on your license.
And I want to come back to that. And you mentioned that it is thrust upon you, and it was thrust upon you in the sense of the whole moment. Nathan, a 14-year-old young man, tragically taken from us, and in a moment, decisions were made to save the lives of other people. That decision, I'm led to believe, led to a number of people who are able to say thank you today. Tell me about that part of it.
Yeah, so in Nath G's particular circumstance, it was ironically just maybe a month before his accident, he was watching a show on television about organ and tissue donation. And my brother actually mentioned to him, he said, oh, what do you think about that, Nath? And he said, of course you'd do it.
That's Michael, his dad.
Yeah. So in that instance, you know, there was, I guess, a little bit of, you know, and Nath G is just the most generous kid and just fantastic. So it really suited what he was all about. But in his particular instance, there were six people that were recipients of his organs. One of them was, I think, maybe a three-month-old baby. So in those instances, that's six people, although it's an immense tragedy for our family, obviously, that's six other families that now have literally the gift of life as a result of what has occurred. So I don't think there's anybody who could really argue with the fact that, you know, although it's, as we say, our egg can't be unscrambled, but for those other families, they've had the opportunity for their lives to be rebuilt as a result of organ and tissue donation. And yep, that's why we're, you know, we're such great supporters of of that opportunity for other families.
You're on Alive 90.5 on Spotlight, and we're delighted to be speaking this morning with Richard Gremo, a person that I admire greatly. Richard, taking that further, your family made a very conscious decision to get involved with donate organs.
Yeah, so ironically, as these things happen, you know, accident occurs, and then there's a few days there where we're all hoping for the best, but unfortunately, you know, it didn't turn out that way for us. But at that time, when it looked, you know, you could sort of see the direction things were heading, that's when the concept of Jersey Day first came to me. But then, you know, it was not too long after that, actually, and I thought it'd be something great we could do one day, but obviously there was so much going on at the time. But literally, the Organ and Tissue Authority, or New South Wales Organ and Tissue Service, sort of came to us not long after everything had occurred, and we understand we're in a position where we have the ability to do certain things with community connections and the like. And so it came, Jersey Day came to life pretty quickly, not long after that. So that was, I think it was for Donate Life Week in 2015, which is just a couple of months after Nath G's accident.
And with that charity, what's it cost to do Jersey Day? If we want to get, can you tell us about that for this year as well? And do I need to pay anything to
Yeah, so really uniquely with Jersey Day, the Organ and Tissue Authority is a government run authority. They're very well funded, so they don't require fundraising. So one of the unique things about Jersey Day is there's no fundraising required. So Jersey Day is all about raising awareness as opposed to dollars. And, you know, we all understand charities that require fundraising, but many of us, there's a little bit of fatigue there. There's one thing after the other, it seems, sometimes. But with Jersey Day, no donations required. All we ask people to do is wear a jersey to school or work. While you're wearing your jersey, it promotes a conversation. And then, you know, what we ultimately want is people to go home and have a chat with their family, because even though you may decide to be an organ and tissue donor, if the worst comes to the worst, ultimately your family will have the final decision. So it's so important that if you do intend to donate your organs, if the worst was to come to the worst, your family must be aware of what your decision is, because even if you were to say yes and register your intentions at donatelife.gov.au, ultimately your family could say no if they're not aware of that. So that's why it's so important to have a discussion with your family, so everybody's aware. And we understand, we're very aware that it's a difficult conversation, but ultimately it's a 5-minute conversation with the family. That and to be clear with everybody, we're not advocating for people to say yes at all. If they choose to say no, that's fine, and we fully understand that, but it's just important that your family understands that decision.
And will Jersey Day take place this year, Richard?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit of a tricky year this year, Jim, but certainly, yeah, we'll be doing Jersey Day again this year. It'll be a little different to previous years. We've created quite a lot of momentum, and certainly, as you mentioned, Australia-wide with Jersey Day.
Well, the Prime Minister is actually supporting it.
Yeah. We had, I think, maybe 2018, ScoMo was out in New Jersey playing footy on Jersey Day, so that was great to see. But and we get support from many, many politicians and you know, people of influence, celebrities and the like. This year, it's obviously a little bit trickier. We're well aware that there's so much going on in the world at the moment, but yeah, we'll be doing Jersey Day. We'll do it, you know, might come together a little differently this year, but it'll certainly be going ahead regardless.
Well, I know Spotlight will support this incredible event, and please, we'd love the details so our listeners and we can spread the word and let them know.
Friday, September 4, visit jerseyday.com.au and you can find out more about the event, and then on the socials, at jerseydayau, and yeah, certainly follow us on social media, and you'll always find out more about what's going on there, and also about further information about how to register your organ tissue donation intentions.
Richard Grimmo, thank you for being with us today and explaining what has come out of the tragedy, the love that you have for people, and what your family's doing to help other people through organ donation. It's an incredible story, and it's one that I know you have great conviction and commitment to personally and also to the family. Thanks for being on Spotlight with me and Darren.
Hey, always a pleasure, Jim, and thanks, Darren, as well, mate.
Alive 90.5.